This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1899. Don't knock it till you try it. How to get people to experiment in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you like to try new things? If you have someone in your life who refuses to try something new, what can you say to them in English? Learn one key vocabulary phrase today.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle. I'm doing great. What's shaking on your end?
Oh, nothing. Have you tried anything new lately, like a new food or a new experience? Anything different? Ooh,
yes. You know what I tried the other night, which I regretted, actually, because my mouth was on fire, was buffalo sauce.
Oh, you never tried it?
I really had never tried buffalo sauce.
Really?
Because I was always confused what it meant. Like, is this buffalo wings, buffalo sauce? I think we've talked about this before, actually, on the show.
Yeah, okay.
but I really had never tried buffalo sauce. But the problem is I ate it in a bowl. So I took a bowl of white rice, like sushi rice. And then I added this weird mixture of celery and jalapenos that I had gotten from Whole Foods. Okay. And then I put buffalo sauce on that. And I think I ate at the same time a potent jalapeno along with the buffalo
sauce.
This
sounds like a crazy time, Lindsay.
My mouth was on fire, Michelle.
Oh my gosh, it was insane.
I was like, I cannot breathe. It was so yeah, stay away from buffalo sauce.
Well, wait, but do you think it was just because you added the jalapeno? Like, you think it was just
problem.
Too much? Or like, will you try it again if it was
that's
just...
That's the problem. I don't know if it was the buffalo sauce or the jalapeno or both, but it was really, my mouth was on fire. It was crazy.
Oh, no, yes. Lindsay. Well, I like buffalo sauce, but that's pretty funny. So, I mean, would you say you really open to trying new things? Like there are some people who like will not try a certain type of food or, you know,
Yeah, I would say, you know, for me, I like trying new things, but sometimes, like, for example, a couple weekends ago, we were in Santa Barbara with some family, California. And, you know, Santa Barbara's a town with a lot of good wine, right? It's famous for wine. Mm-hmm. And we went to two different wineries, or kind of not wineries, or just shops in town. It's mm-hmm. not like we're going out to the vineyard. They wanted to do tastings, mm-hmm. but sometimes like flights, like a little, mm-hmm. little tiny bit of this, that. But for me, it's not super satisfying. I just want to choose a wine and have a glass. I want to fully enjoy it and just relax. I don't want to try all these different kinds of wine.
Right.
But by the time I've had a tasting, I can't have any more wine. So
okay.
It's like I want the experience. So sometimes trying something new, I could waste an opportunity to enjoy the thing if I don't like it. You know?
Right. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, like for me, I hate olives. I'm sure I've said that.
I know. That's so crazy. I can't even believe that.
Oof, So if there's like an olive spread, you know, like it, something that has like olives tapenade. In it. Right. Exactly. Like I probably wouldn't try it, but really? I could actually be missing out on something good. Right. Like
you could be. Yeah.
Right. Like, or I think that we also like as people in general, I think there's a mm-hmm. tendency to think that you might not like something, not like a movie, not like a like I think. OK, like I don't particularly love running, but I've also. You know, I've run a little bit in my life, you know, but like if I actually like tried and was motivated with a group,
running shoes,
and,
went yeah, out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And I was training, you know, like you never know what you could get into, like, or my son with food. I mean, it's a crazy game out there. Like,
constant battle. Is it a constant battle trying to get him to try new things?
Yeah. It used to not. He used to be like a great eater. And now he became
interesting.
Like, yeah, he's in like kind of a pickier stage, but he's not too bad. But yeah, like, so anyway, but let's get to this expression because there's an expression that someone can use to encourage, you know, someone else to try something new and stop like just kind of like it's basically trying to tell someone to be open minded. Right.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Let's see. What is that expression?
OK, guys, write this one down. This is going to be a great takeaway for today. Don't knock it till you try it. Mm-hmm. I love this. Let's break this down for our listeners. You know, what does it mean exactly?
OK, so it means don't say something bad. Or think something bad about something because you don't know if it will actually be good. So it's basically like you don't even know if you like something, you know, like you haven't opened yourself up to the chance that you might like, I mean, you might actually like something a little bit different.
Yeah. And the expression to knock something, what exactly does that mean on its own, Michelle?
I think knock would just be like more like being critical in some way, right?
Right, 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 right. And do we use that in any other like times, any other situations?
I don't really like, I don't think we like, you know, you might
not
just
really
say,
right.
Yeah, I don't think I would say like, oh, she was knocking the, you know, like I wouldn't say like, oh, she was knocking the restaurant. I don't know.
I think I actually would.
Maybe you would.
Yeah, I think I would say that, right? Oh, you know, well, you know. Maybe don't knock that restaurant. I would use it more in the negative form. So guys,
right, exactly.
I just want to make sure our listeners are clear, Michelle, the difference between knock like criticize right. and knock like knock, right? Knock
right,
on, the door.
On the door. Right, exactly.
Okay.
So that's different meanings, right? I mean, but Lindsay, so do you say don't knock it till you try it?
I do. I do. I like that. Absolutely. I could to try to get someone to try something new. Like, I think there are still people out there who don't want to try sushi. They're afraid to try sushi. Mm-hmm. I feel like as a world culture, we have started to eat sushi. I feel like in the 80s, no one really ate sushi in American culture. You know, I think people didn't really know what it was. They're afraid of it. So this might have been a good one to use back in the 80s. Don't knock it till you try it. Raw fish. It's actually great.
Right.
Don't be afraid. Yeah.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Exactly. But do you think if somebody says this to you, could you find it irritating or a little annoying? I don't know. It depends, I guess.
No, I think it wouldn't bother me. I think it's good to have people in your life that always remind you that you should try something new.
Right.
Get out of your comfort zone. That's kind of, you know, my dad used to do that for me. He would encourage, I would always go, I share the story about the McDonald's Happy Meal.
Right.
But also when I was a kid, I always, at restaurants, not McDonald's, but just restaurants, I would always order a hamburger, and he would challenge me every time. He'd say, order something other than a hamburger.
Yeah.
You know, don't always order the same thing. So it's good to have these people in our lives. I think it's okay as long as you're not being like calling someone out or embarrassing them in any way. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I think it's true. Like if you're yeah, exactly. As long as you're not like calling them out in you know, a way, and if your intention is good. Like we've talked about that, you know, if you have like a sincere kind of like fun intention, I think that's fine. But if you're just like, I don't know, sometimes, you know, people don't want to be bothered all the time. Like if you use it like every single time with somebody who is like, you know, that they only like, you know, that they're kind of picky and they're eating or something and you're like constantly, you know, it just can be like bugging them.
Right. Or sometimes people have very serious allergies.
Right.
And you may not know that. So that may be the reason they're not going to try that thing. Like I know two people, and actually at my wedding this past summer, we could not serve fish for this reason. we had two good friends who are deadly allergic to fish. Like, really? If they're anywhere around fish, if they get the tiniest bit on their fork, or even if they kind of like smell it, they can, their throats can close. It's bad. It's bad, bad, bad. So, you know, that could be a reason someone might not be trying sushi. It's not that they're closed-minded. It means that they have some kind of allergy or stomach issue or something that could be dangerous. Right.
That's true. So that's a very good point. Like, you don't know why, you know. Yeah, you have to be careful of that.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So Michelle, this concept of till, let's just let our listeners know about that too. What do we need to know there?
Right. We didn't say don't knock it until you try it, right? We just say till, like, which is short for until, right? Yeah. So why do you think we don't say until?
I think we like to take the easy way out when it comes to English. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We like to just say what's easy to say. And we don't shorten till just in this phrase, right, Michelle? There are other times we would shorten until and say till.
Right. Tons of times.
Right. We were out till midnight, you know, having drinks and dancing, right? Out till midnight. All the time we would use it, not just in specific phrases.
Exactly. Till is very, very common.
Mm-hmm.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, Michelle, so where do we go from here? Should we show our listeners a couple of role plays?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. So, oh, wow, look at that delicious olive spread. Mmm.
Ew, Lindsay, I hate olives. That spread must be gross.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it. Oh, Michelle, I can't believe you hate olives.
You'll never get
now
over
I'm going to play that role now.
That's funny.
When did you first realize that you hated olives when you were a kid?
Yeah, I think so. And I can't have an olive touch anything that I was going to, like, you know, it just like has such a strong taste. Like if it was like on a pizza or like in a salad and I just like gave it, no. But olive oil, I like.
Olive oil, like, have you tried all kinds of olive? Is it all, like, if you go to Whole Foods, they always have those bars, the Mediterranean bar.
Yeah.
Like, is it all of the olives or just certain ones?
I haven't sampled all the olives, but
Michelle,
so
don't knock it till you try.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Maybe there would be one olive out of the bunch. Maybe I would like that's true. Because I like pickles. So I feel like.
This, oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, it's not like I don't like that kind of like a strong taste, but I don't know.
You might be able to find a kind of olive you like. You know, like there's a very different taste between the what are they called? The black ones, the brown black ones, and like the more meaty green ones. Mm-hmm. I think they're very different in taste. So give it a try.
Mm, yeah. Well, you never there maybe there's an olive out for me somewhere.
There might be an olive out there for you. All right, let's do another role play.
All right, here we go. Lindsay, you're doing hot yoga again?
Yeah, you should come with me.
I can't. I think it would be too hard.
Come on, don't knock it till you try it. So guys, you're just seeing a lot of examples of where this would fit in, right? Where this would make sense.
Exactly. All right. And let's do one more. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going skydiving with my cat.
What?
It's the latest craze. I did it once before and it was so much fun.
That's wild. I would never do that.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I hope that's not a thing. Oh my god.
Poor cat. Yeah. Just the other day Dan asked me if I would ever go skydiving and I was like, no.
With a cat? Or no, just in general?
Any skydiving. Would you?
Would you say?
No, would you?
I'm on the fence about that. Yeah. I think I would have a hard time stepping, like taking that step off the helicopter or the plane or whatever you go. I think I would struggle. I'd probably waste my money.
Yeah.
I'd come down.
Exactly. But guys, also I wanted to highlight something. We usually say it like this. Don't knock it till you try it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about the intonation, guys. Make sure you use that intonation. Don't knock it till you try it, right? Very clear, clearly challenging the person a little bit. And it's kind of a positive feeling to it.
Right. Exactly. Don't knock till you try it. Should we go over a few more? Do we have time or?
I think let's save those for another episode for
another
our listeners.
Yeah, all right, guys. So stay tuned. All right,
yeah,
Lindsay.
Stay tuned, guys.
So what's the takeaway for today?
Well, first of all, guys, go ahead and hit follow on Allers English right now so you don't miss these next episodes where we're going to follow up. And if you have a question about today's episode, send your question to lindsay@allersenglish.com. We got a lot of good student questions that we're going to be answering in the next couple of episodes. Michelle, where should we leave our listeners, though, about today's topic?
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, don't knock it till you try it. That's a really commonly used expression. It's a way to try and get someone to get out of their comfort zone, Lindsay, which is what you mentioned.
Yes.
And to, you know, just like, because I think that it can be easy when you're in that moment to just feel like, no, I'm not doing that. And when someone says, don't knock it till you try it, it kind of like snaps you out of that for a second.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So Michelle, what you have to do now is go to Whole Foods immediately and take a sample of every olive at the Olive Bar and tell us on the next episode if you found an olive that you like.
The perfect olive for me.
The perfect olive, the olive search. I love it. I love it. So good.
All right. Well, this was fun, Lindsay. And let's time to go skydiving with cat.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.